Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton Bowling Coach, Christy Lester. And Christy, thanks for chatting with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
You guys, the boys, really had a special event here when you went up to Sasol's Lane, Pella Christian, a new school record. Talk about how that transpired.
They have struggled to all be on the same level every single meet. We usually have, three or four, really together. But this last Saturday, they all six were right there together. They pulled so extremely well. 390 was the lowest score series for two games. That's still almost a 200 game average. So that was pretty special to see, and they told me going in to that meet they were going to make a school record that day.
Wow.
So they really had it going. 32-80, that's really good. We were super proud of them. They were just pumped. They were, making adjustments. They all were on, and that's just really incredible to see.
And I think, Ethan Baldwin was five pins away from the school record for series two?
Yes. So the school record was previously set 2 years ago for that, 515. That was Jordan Kilmer set that in Osceola against Clark. And so, Ethan came back with a 5.10 and just so close. But at the same time, he was so happy with what he got. Later he kind of was like, wow, I only needed a few more pens. But, he was pretty excited for that. And he smiled as he came off the lanes. And, you could tell he was just, super pumped.
Yeah, that was a big day for him.
It was huge. Yeah. Obviously, career highs for both game and series for him. So very good.
How are the girls progressing? I know it's been a rebuilding year.
Yeah, so the girls are progressing fairly well. Pella Christian didn't have a full team, so, it was just kind of a practice day for them. They were already won by the time they walked in. But they are doing well. We just have to kind of put together that same thing, all of them doing well at the same time. So, yeah. Are we going to go out as a team? Anything can happen. Well, we have a few individuals. I see that could be a possibility to have one. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, maybe they'll have their careers days too.
Yeah,
the boys did a Pella Christian.
That would be awesome.
Pella Christian.
Yeah,
that would be good. Well, some exciting news too. The state qualifying is going to be right here at Cardinal Lanes.
Yes,
that's got to be exciting. The team don't have to hop on a bus and go anywhere.
No, and it's exciting. It's nerve-wracking. It's a lot, both coming from being the proprietor and the coach, just making sure everything goes the way it's planned. As the proprietor, I have a great staff. I don't really have to worry about a whole lot with that. They know what they're doing. The coach-wise, just making sure, everything's in line with what needs to happen according to the state's requirements. I've got great support staff with my assistant coaches, and it's exciting. It's exciting. The boys are happy that it's here, for sure. I believe the girls are, too. But, they're just all happy. Saw the teams that are coming here today. This was just announced, and we got our work cut out for us. It's a strong team, a lot in our conference, but some that aren't. And we've got our work cut out for us.
Yeah, but it'd be nice to have that home cooking. So
yeah, I wish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the girls are the first one, right? It's the 17th and 18th, and the
girls
will be the first day, and the boys the second day.
The girls are the 17th, yes, and that'll be pretty exciting. We'll just have to see how it plays. We'll do three individual games, and then we will take a break, and then they have 15 Baker games to do. They'll have an individual procession where they'll tell who gets to go to state individually, and then teams that'll go together will be announced after the Bakers. So,
Well, good luck on that. And we want to mention before we wrap up, too, you got another big event here, the JV Conference.
Yes.
So you could be busy the next couple weeks.
Yes, for sure. It's kind of, this is our crunch time, All of our meets are just, a lot of practice leading up to this. And, it's back to back with JV Conference, Varsity Conference, and then the state qualifying. But they're just, they're exciting events. You know, that's where we get to showcase, you know, what they've been doing all year and really, you know, show the best of the best right then. So JV conference, that's exciting. Again, another nerve-wracking thing because we have 16 lanes and all 16 lanes are going to be filled with bowlers. And, you know, some of the JV kids aren't just as good as the varsity kids. So, you know, they just, you know, within a pen or two of averages. And so just kind of how it cuts out. But I think it'll be fun.
Yeah. You got some time off come up in March?
yes, just in time for my own tournaments to really start.
Okay.
So,
wow.
Yeah, so, you know, being a proprietor and bowler and a coach, it kind of never stops.
Never stops.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, appreciate you carving some time out for us today, and best of luck to the team here when this crunch time comes.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
As Christy Lester, the head coach of the Newton bowling team, joining us on today's Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.